has ever played basketball before.
Then, moving that basketball down the court is a challenge that we are facing today.
All right, guys, let's go. Let's play some basketball here. Ball in.
Don't you think it's time that you got off the bench and into the game?
High school basketball starts now on Sunny 101.3 FM.
Sluppy with you live here from Highland, home of Donovan West High School. And we have the Class 1A D1 Sub-State Championship on the boys' side first as Centralia is taking on Bishop Seabury. And after a couple wins from both teams a couple nights ago, getting to the Sub-State Championship and hoping to punch their ticket to state. As for Centralia, of course, they got to state a year ago, but they lost to Opie 46-30 in the first round. As for Bishop Seabury, they're trying to get back to state for the first time since 2019. And Bishop Seabury has had a lot of success, or hasn't had a whole lot of success, in sub-state. In fact, in the past three seasons, the record is just 2-2. And a lot of that is because of Centralia's success at the sub-state level as well. So as for their game versus Troy in the semifinals, the Panthers took home a 58-47 victory. 24 points, 7 rebounds for Paxton Bowers, 16 for Reese Tanking, and a double-double for Duke Timley at 10 points and 13 rebounds. Trying to repeat from last year's success after they made the state tournament thanks to a game-winning buzzer beater against Burlingame in the sub-state championship. That was with Trenton Talley hitting that shot in the final seconds, and what a finish that was. So as for Bishop Seabury, looking at Centralia's opponent here for tonight, the Seahawks are currently on an 11-game winning streak, and they have the 2 seed in the tournament with a first-round bye, much like Centralia did. And the game on Thursday was a trip. So it went to overtime, 57-55 being the final, and in the final seconds of overtime, Burlingame tried to go the full length of the court. The ball was intercepted by the Seahawks with 1.4 seconds left, and the players started to celebrate. And he traveled with the basketball with 1.4 seconds left, so Burlingame got another chance with it, and they almost got a game-winning three, but it was off the mark. So last year, Bishop Seabury actually lost to Burlingame, so getting some vengeance for that loss and getting them on Thursday. Well, no recent meetings between these two teams, but none more important than this one here tonight. Centralia 16-5 on the season. Bishop Seabury 18-4. They got an extra game this season. Going to be a lot of fun as we have a lot of basketball going on across the area. And take a look at some of the other games going on the boys' side here today. 1A D2, Blue Valley Randolph sub-state final. Axtell versus Hanover, 5 o'clock. That's going to be a real fun one. Axtell and Hanover have already gotten together twice this season, in which the Eagles were victorious in both of those matchups, including a 14-point victory in the Twin Valley League Tournament Championship. Another TVL showdown in the Mankato Rock Hills Sub-State Championship, 181. It'll be Frankfort versus Clifton Clyde. And what a win for Adam Schreiner for Frankfort in his first year, getting a win over Osborne, handing them just their second loss of the entire season. And the Wildcats are on to the finals. That's for Clifton Clyde. They took care of business against Rock Hills on Thursday evening, winning that one 62-28. The other classes, Class 2A, Valley Heights, Jackson Heights, both losing the other night, so none of those teams will be in the Sub-State Championship or the Wabunsee Sub-State Championship. In the Jefferson County North Sub-State Championship, it will be Jefferson County North after a 51-37 win over Top Seed Morehead Academy, taking on 2-seed Horton after the Chargers defeated Valley Falls 43-35. So it'll be the Battle of the Chargers. That will be at 6:30 in Winchester. Class 3A, Royal Valley Sub-State Championship. This one will be on KNZA, Sabetha, and Topeka Hayden. And Topeka Hayden entered this tournament the 6th seed with just 5 wins on the year. They picked up a couple of big ones, including in the quarterfinal round against Bishop Ward, the 3 seed, and in the semifinal round against Perry the Compton on Thursday, 68-51. As for the Blue Jays, after they were unable to get to the state championship, received the state tournament a year ago, after Nemaha Central upset them in the semifinal round, Blue Jays have a chance to right that wrong from a year ago after picking up a blowout win in the quarterfinal round against ACCHF and a 48-41 victory on Thursday over Hiawatha. And in the Riley County Class 3A Sub-State Championship, Nemaha Central, after getting a 59-42 win over Roxville on Thursday, they will take on Beloit as they were able to take care of business against Silver Lake. 63-35 was the final in that contest. That game between Nemaha Central and Beloit will be at 5 o'clock. And our lone representative in Class 4A, that's Atchison, they'll be hosting Parsons tonight. That'll be at 5 o'clock, trying to get back to state. The number one seed in 4A East, trying to get back to the state tournament. And we'll have Centralia girls coming up after this one as well. It's on Burlingame, but looking at the other sub-state tournaments that are on in our area. Hanover is taking on Axel for the Blue Valley Randolph sub-state championship as well. After Hanover defeated Lynn 54-24, and Axel defeated Pike Valley 61-27. That was last night. Now about the Axel Eagles for head coach Brad Roxman, trying to get to the state tournaments for the first time in his tenure. And as for the 181 Rock Hills sub-state tournaments, it'll be Frankfort versus Clifton Clyde. And that will be at 6:30. Frankfort girls defeated Washington County 61-23. And Clifton Clyde defeated Osborne 43-41. Class 2A boys, Valley Heights, or 2A girls, beg your pardon. They defeated Bennington 53-29. They'll take on Wabunsee at 5 o'clock tonight in Alma at Wabunsee High School. And a big game tonight, Class 2A Jefferson County North Substate Championship. Riverside taking on Wildman Academy, a rematch from earlier in the season in the MIT Championship. Riverside defeated Pleasant Ridge 45-28. That was on Thursday night, and Wildman Academy defeated Jefferson County North 57-47. 3A girls for the Royal Valley Substates. Jefferson West is in the championship. They defeated Hiawatha last night, 51-41. They'll take on Topeka Hayden. After Topeka Hayden, the number one overall seed, the only team entering the tournament that was over 500, they defeated ACCHF 57-10. So Topeka Hayden, Jefferson West at 6:30 this evening. And also the Riley County, none of the area teams from this year in the championship game, but a couple of area teams for next year. Silver Lake taking on St. Mary's. Silver Lake still unbeaten. 63-34 win over Minneapolis. And St. Mary's, after they defeated Nemaha Central on the road in the first round, they are on to the championship. They are the seventh seed. Really is remarkable how stacked that substate is. That will be at 6:39 at Riley County. That's a look around the game that's going on today. And we'll be bringing it all to you across our wide variety of station networks. So be sure to check out our website, msdsports.net, for our schedule and the other games that we broadcast tonight as well. We'll be go ahead and we're going to broadcast this one here, and then the Australia girls are going to be coming up next here as well. We'll be also simulcasting that one on 103.9 FM KNZA. Bishop Seabury in their blue on blues, Centralia with their white on white. And now we'll have our national anthem, and we'll get the tip off to you here, Donovan West High School.
Thank you.
of the Donovan West High School marching band, and they have done a fantastic job all throughout the tournament. And that was their rendition of the Star-Spangled Banner. So here we go, looking at your starters for this one. First for the Panthers, number two, a 5'11 freshman, Quentin Aldifer. Number three, a 5'9 senior, Maverick Becker. Number four, a 6'3 junior, Duke Timmel. Number 10, a 6'2 senior, Reese Tinking. And number 23, a 6-foot senior, Paxton Bowers. And now for Bishop Seabury, only have a few of the heights. I'll give you what we got, though. Number three, a 5'11 sophomore, Chase Hoffman. Number 10, a 5'11 senior, Aiden Page. There's a tip-off won by the Seahawks. Number 13, a junior, Jay Smith. Number 21, a junior, Zephyr O'Hara. And number 33, a 6'7 senior, Chase Conover. Shot no good, deflected out of bounds on the outlet pass. It'll go to the Panthers. So a stop for this Australia defense to start things out. Matt Becker with it on the left side wing. To Aldifer in the corner. He's defended by Aiden Page. Nice pass inside to Timmel. He bumps down on the floor. And they're going to get Zephyr O'Hara with the foul. This place is filled up pretty nicely, especially on the Centralia side. Obviously not having to travel not quite as far. Here's the inbound to Aldifer. The freshman calls out the play. Becker makes the catch left side wing. Goes back to Paxton Bowers. The senior guard kicks it out left side corner. Aldifer. That Becker. Between legs dribble. Back to Bowers. Right side wing catch. Reese Tinking. Now to Aldifer. Tinking right side wing. 1 minute gone here in this opening quarter. No score. Second possession of the ball game. Aldifer from the corner. Gives it right back to Matt Becker. Good defense by the Seahawks here in this opening possession. Becker thought about the three. Said holds on to it. Bounce back. Bowers. He thought about a three. Timmel, short corner, to a cutting Becker, a little floater. That one hits the back of the iron and falls through for the first points of the game. Matt Becker averaging about 4 points a game on the year on the board first. This is Jay Smith. He leads team in scoring with 16.9 points per game. Also leads team in, or second on the team in rebounds with 9.1. Also has 5.2 assists per game. He's going to hand it off. They have three guys that can average 10 points a game, and here's a layup and in for Chase Conover, the 6'7 senior. And now whistle on a pushing foul on the floor. He simply makes the catch beside the block. And that one goes against Conover. Going to try to go at him all night long. Got a height advantage. Just a little bit on Timmel as he makes the catch. His shot over him. That's no good. Tips out of bounds, and it will stay with the Panthers. That would have been out on Tank or on Timmel, excuse me. Box formation on the inbound. Tanking the inbounder. Corner left side. Aldifer. Pass top of the key for Becker. Pass fake right goes back left. Three on the way. Contested Aldifer. Got it! And Quentin Aldifer with the first 3-point basket of the game. It's 5-2. Talked about his emergence in the back half of the season. Many a times. He gets them back in front. Driving kick, Hoffman, right side corner three for Conover. It's good. Shot by Chase Conover. He's got all 5 points. Now about his stats on the year. Well, here's a three that is too strong by Aldifer. Rebound for Chase Smith. He averages 14 points, 15.8 rebounds per game, and 7.8 blocks. As here's a travel by Zephyr O'Hara, right side corner. And now we'll give it back to the Panthers with 5:19 to go here in this opening quarter. It's all business, suit and tie for Australia head coach Nick Evans. Trey Johnson, head coach for Bishop Seabury, a little bit more casual. Bowers, 15 feet away, gives it up to Becker. Get right back to him. Right side elbow to Aldifer, right side corner. Panthers are working from the far side to our near side. Bishop Seabury Seahawks are going away from us. Excuse me. Corner catch out of her left side corner this time. Pass is in it for Bowers. Tipped away and it's going. Page with the deflection into the hands of Oliver. Left side block catch out to the big fella. One dribble. Right side corner catch drive. Hoffman. Shot is undercut and offensive foul is called. And that was Bowers that took it. Chase Hoffman, the 5'11 guard, he is so aggressive. He was a big reason why the Seahawks were able to win in overtime on Thursday against Burlingame. Bowers will go ahead and bring it across that court after Aldifer brought it up to that point. Bowers, corner catch, inside is Timmel, left side block, wraparound pass, Becker, mid-range jumper, got another one. Two mid-range jumpers for Mav Becker, and it's 7-5 Panthers. Smith, working on Becker, hands it off. Conover thought about it, nice, Tezzy as he drives and kicks. Right side corner three, got it. Chase Smith makes the second three of the ball game for the Seahawks. First lead of the day, 8-7. Bowers, or beg your pardon, Aldifer, aggressive, drive. And okay, let's kick it to Becker, who turns it over. Seven, Bishop Seabury, 3:45 to go first quarter. Goes to the middle. Spinning. Kick it out, Hunter, left open for another three. That one's no good. Tipped out. Offensive rebound for Hoffman. And a nice dish. Now a blocking foul against the Panthers. First foul of the game against Australia. Then goes to Bowers. Bishop Seabury already has three fouls. Hunter hands it off. Smith. Nice dish. Hunter. He's stripped. Good hands by Reese Tanking. Into the hands of Duke Timmel. Panthers trying to capitalize on the turnover. Bowers signals Tanking to come to the basketball. Does just that. Now gives it to Matt Becker. Quentin Aldifer. Goes to Bowers now with 3:05 to go. High post catch Tanking. Took it off his own foot. Lost it. Turn over to Hoffman. Other pass up ahead. They're tracking it down by Page. They'll kick it out right side corner. Deep three for Hoffman. That one no good from the right side corner. Loose. Last touch by Honover. It'll go to Australia. Coach Trey Johnson telling Honover just grab it, not try to tip it off of a Panther. Here's a three for Bowers. That's good. Just one pass, one shot, one make. Paxton Bowers with his first basket of this ball game, and their leading scorer on the season. Gets the Panthers back in front. It's 10-8. 2.5 to go first quarter. Bowman so far, sub-state championship. Drive, shot Smith, no good. Blocking foul against Becker. That's his first, team second. Neither team has done any substituting so far. Bishop Seabury, a team that isn't super deep, as the first free throw is good. Jade Smith now with 4 points. He's a 74% free throw shooter, and he makes both. Smith has five, Honover has five, and we're tied 10-10. Bowers is tanking, top of the key, right side wing catch, Aldifer. Freshman surveys to Becker. Bowers thought about it, but holds on to it. Now a reaching foul called against Aiden Page, who is trying to swipe. That'll be the fourth foul, and for the remaining 2 minutes and 12 seconds, Panthers will be in the bonus. Oliver inbounds, tanking left side corner. Entry pass, Timmel goes to work on Honover, shot over him, no good, too strong. Into the hands of Jay Smith. Honover going to bring it up momentarily, now pass it back. Smith, he'll fire a three. That one's no good from straight away, rebound pass to Bowers. finds back dribble to get away from O'Hara. Bowers now has to move to his right, get away from the defender behind him. He's all the way to the dish, and now swatted out of there by Conover, the big fella. He can average 7.8 blocks per game. Right side corner catch, 3 for Jace Hoffman. That one's too strong. Long rebound, Quentin Altifer. Hoffman averages 8 3-point attempts per game and shoots at 37%. Best on the team, tied with Jace Smith. Right side corner 3, Matt Becker. That one's no good. Missing everything. Rebound O'Hara. Becker was feeling it. Already tied for his season average of 4 points a game here in this first quarter. Conover hands it back. Page, defended by Bowers. Conover thought about it. Nice head fake. Drive. Middle. Shot. No good, but he's fouled. And goes line to shoot 2. Conover, 63% free throw shooter. And that one will go against re-sinking. That'll be his first. And team's third. 107 to go. First quarter. Been stuck at a 10-10 tie for a couple minutes here. First one is no good. Too strong. And again, no subs for either team. Second one for the 6'7 senior is good this time. Makes it 11-10. He has 6. Becker to tanking in the corner. He's going to try 3. That one is good. Reese tanking for 3. And the Panthers are back up by a deuce. Smith, cross-court pass. Conover, he's going to try 3 against Timmel. That one's short. Tips by tanking and still loose. Left side wing. Still free. Now Timmel dives on it. He throws it out of bounds accidentally. It should be Bishop Seabury ball. Oh, wow. No, they're going to give the timeout to Coach Evans. The official that was close to him made the call. So 37.1 seconds left. And we'll step aside for 30 seconds here on Sunny 101.3.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the fields for over 75 years.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
13-11, our score with 37.1 seconds left here in quarter number one. And Petrelia with the lead and the basketball. Been a fun one so far. Matt Becker leading the Panthers with 4 points. And we're back underway. There have been 5 3-point makes so far combined for each team, or combined for both teams, excuse me. I think Coach Evans wants to hold for the final shot and have a lead going into period number 2. Bowers dribbles in the half circle at midcourt. 15 seconds left. Now pass to Altifer left side. Top of the key catch Becker. Back to Bowers. Dribbles to the top of the key with 8 seconds left. Bowers dribbles right to the wing. 5 seconds. Step back 3 on the way with 2. No good. Rebound O'Hara. And that is how the first quarter will come to a close. 13-11, still our score, back in 60 seconds, here on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
Sunny 101.3.
We go to quarter number 2 with Centralia leading Bishop Seabury 13-11. Class 1A D1 Jonathan West Sub-State Boys Championship game. Winner will head to state next week in Colby. Nice pass. Bowers on the drive, dishing it off to Tanking. Lays it up and in. And Reese Tanking now has 5 points. He leads the Panthers in scoring at the moment. Matt Becker has 4 in for Bishop Seabury. 6 points for Chase Conover and 5 for Jay Smith. Conover defended by Tanking. Underhand pass back to Jay Smith, and he had a tough time handling it. Crossover dribble. Try a 3 off the screen by Conover. Good! Tough shot for Jay Smith. His second 3 made of the game. 15-14 now the score. Bowers starting to drive. Goes coast to coast, and he's fouled. Head on the arm. And he got hit right on his wrist by Conover. We'll see if that is who they give the foul to. And it will be. So that'll be a second. Decision time now for Bishop Seabury head coach Trey Johnson. First free throw. Bowers. Good. They are going to leave him in. He's going to hope his big fella can keep himself in this game. Second one for Bowers. That's no good for the senior. Rebound for Smith. He'll bring it up himself. 16-14. Here's a 3. That's no good by Hoffman. Just to the left of the top of the key. Long rebound, Matt Becker. I'll give it up to Bowers. He brings it across that court on the left side. 1 minute gone here in quarter number 2. Becker from the right wing. Top of the key. Catch for Altifer. Bowers trying to get it to Tanking and throws it right to Aiden Page. You get the steal. Left side corner catch Hoffman. Drives middle. Pass behind Oliver and to Matt Becker. The speedster on the run. Layup and no good on the run out. Tips and a foul going the other way on the rebound. Didn't get the shot to go from the left side. That foul is picked up by Bowers. That's his second. Two of the game's best players in foul trouble early. 1:30 gone in the second quarter. 16-14 Centralia. Hoffman off the screen to get the ball to the top of the key. Now dribbles to the left wing, defended by Altifer. He's up his dribble, bounce pass. Trying to get a steal, but it goes to Aiden Page. Goes to drive, stops the right side short corner. Hands it off. Smith goes left. Shot up off one leg. No good. Halfway down, popping out of there. Loose ball on the rebound. And it will be a jump ball. Possession arrow keeps it with the Seahawks. I think Page wanted a foul. Didn't get the call, though. Box formation on the inbound. Get it to Conover. Left side wing. Top to key catch. Hoffman. Good job by Altifer. Squeeze through there. Entry pass. Conover makes his move towards the middle. Shot good from the left side block. And Chase Conover now with 8. We are tied 16-16. Altifer drives right side. Shot falling or hanging in the air. No good. And Aiden Page with the rebound. Page has it back to Smith. Who's right? Pulls up. 16-footer. Splash. That's his first basket of the game. It's now an 18-16 Bishop Seabury lead. Bowers out of control. He'll give it up. Oliver left alone. He'll shoot a 3 on the way. It's no good. Too strong. Rebound to O'Hara. He'll pass it back. And Hoffman will bring it up the right side. Hoffman for 3 off the dribble. Too strong. Rebound re-tanking. And that hits one of the wires above the rim, so it'll automatically go to the Panthers. I don't think we've seen a substitution yet tonight for either team. Now we got a stoppage here. Some spillage on the floor. Maybe a sweat spot underneath the basket, it looks like. Again, 5:08 to go, second quarter, 18-16 Bishop Seabury. Conover, 2 fouls. Bowers, 2 fouls. They stay in the game. Here's Becker, left side wing with the catch. Pass fake, right, goes back left with it to Becker. Yanking cuts high. They don't give it to him. They give it to Bowers instead. Now he'll catch it. Right side elbow. And he traveled it. And now they call it. It was a little bit of a late call, but called nonetheless as Yanking jumped in the air and held on to the basketball. A little bit of a brain fart there by the senior. Here's Hoffman. Gets by his defender and now turns it over. Tried to pass, but lost the basketball. 4:37 to go. Pace of play starting to slow down just a little bit as both teams start to tire down just a bit. Hypo catch tanking. Drive right side. Shot high off the glass. No good. Tips by Hoffman. Saves it. O'Hara. Out of the pass to Page. Looking to push. Here's Smith. Left side. Makes the move and he shoves Becker, but he doesn't take the charge. Now a charge is taken. Zayden Page drove right side. And it was Paxton Bowers who took it. That was risky. That would have been his third foul if it was a blocking foul. And instead, Aiden Page picks up his second. So Page and Honover both with two. Trillia hoping to tire, take the lead here on this possession. Bowers, jump stop, 50 feet away, pass, thinking, head fake, shot, no good on the easy layup, but it gets his own miss. We'll give it up to Bowers. He'll try three straight away. Short. Into the hands of Duke Timmel. He'll go up over Honover. That shot is good. Needed him to get going. That's his first basket of the ball game. We are tied 18-18. Smith goes to his left, screen by Honover. He's going to pull up. 13-footer. That's short. Rebound by Timmel. He outlets it to Bowers. He's looking to push. I'll pull it up now. Pass to Becker. To Aldifer. Squeezes a pass in there to Timmel. One-on-one. Shot blocked by Honover. Rebound to Hera. Now a foul on Cicelia going the other way. Allen's going to go against Timmel. And that'll be his first. Paxton Bauer is still the only Panther with two fouls. 3:13 to go, second quarter, still 18-18. Smith, crossover dribble. Gives it back to Page. Top of the key, right side, catch for Hoffman. Into pass, Conover converging, is re-sinking. It's going to be a jump ball. He reached in there. Quick whistle, but Jelly gets the ball either way. Panther fans not happy they called it so quickly. Either way, as mentioned, Australia will bring it up. Bowers, left side pass, Aldifer. Pass it back. Bowers to Becker. Bounce pass, tanking, left side corner. Becker, cross-court pass, wing to wing to Aldifer. Looking to drive middle. Jump stop. And now slides underneath. That's a travel. Could have jumped off of both feet. It would have been clean, but he went off his front foot. He can't do that. .230 now left to go. Second quarter. Still 18-18. Pass to Smith. Right corner after Hoffman brought it up. He'll lob it to him now. Left side wing. Drive middle. Shot on the run falling to his right. No good from 10 feet out. Rebound Duke Timmel. Bowers head up. Looking, roll out onto it, set up his way, and Coach Evans calls it out from the far sideline. Becker bounce pass, left side wing catch, D, three, race tanking, too strong, gets his own miss, kick it out to Becker. 1:55 to go. Another opportunity for the Panthers. All defer to Bowers, pass fake to Timmel, holds onto it. Cross-court pass, left side. Aldifer will now try a three. Left side wing. That's too strong. Rebound. Re-tanking. Kick it out to Aldifer. We're going to drive. Wrap-around pass. Bowers. He'll drive. Nice bounce pass to find Timmel. Lays it up and in. Beautiful feed from Paxton Bowers as Aldifer steps up to defend on a help-side defense. It's a little bounce pass to Timmel. He was past Aldifer. He laid it up and in. 20-18 Centralia, 1:18 to go. Falling away, fadeaway jumper for Honover. Halfway down, popping out of there. Rebound Duke Timmel. It's a nice-looking shot, but couldn't quite get it to fall. Left side wing catch, Bowers. 1:08 to go. Quick pass. Kimmel out to Bowers. Left side corner. Drives middle. Jump stop. Looks. And that's swatted out of there by Honover as he tried to. It was an underhanded shot. He's not going to be able to do that against the 6'7 junior who averages 8 blocks a game. First substitution of the ball game has been Haverkamp checks in for Centralia with 59.2 seconds left in the half. Shanking will inbound it. Lob it up top to Becker. Reminder, our halftime show coming up next, brought to you by Highland Community College. Aldifer, left side wing catch, Matt Becker. Mid-range jumper, tanking, got it! Reese Tanking with 7. He leads all Panthers in scoring. It's 42-18 with 36 seconds to go. Smith, give and go. Layup good. Honover, right side on the pick and roll. 23 seconds left. Back to a 2-point lead for the Panthers. Becker from the midcourt, half circle, passes it to Aldifer. And he'll hold on to it. 10 seconds left. Kimmel to set a screen for him, goes to his right. 8 seconds left. Thought about a three, now gives it up. 6 seconds left. Becker, thinking, deep with 5, a long three is no good. And he goes out of bounds with 0.3 seconds left to Bishop Seabury. And there's the inbound, and that will do it. 22-20, your score at halftime. Centralia with a small lead. We go to break. We'll be back here in a few minutes here on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Did you know that martial arts are great for the body, mind, and soul? Come find out during Free Trial Week at Heller Martial Arts in Fall City. Monday, March 18th, Thursday, 21st, and Saturday, the 23rd, all classes are free to try. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga self-defense classes for adults. We have something for everyone. Find out more at facebook.com/HellerMartialArts or give us a call, 402-380-3383.
Since the day Frontier Bank first opened its doors for business in 1880, we've served the credit and investment needs of this area. The money that's deposited with us is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, farms, and small businesses, where it can help create new opportunities for everyone in our community. Stop by and talk to one of our lenders.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Fall City.
Heartland City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country parts and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Fall City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sunny 101.3.
Halftime here in Highland. 22-20 our score. Centralia leads Bishop Seabury. Class 1A D1 Boys Sub-State Championship here at Donovan West. Well, it's been a back-and-forth contest for the most part, been close the whole way. Good start for both teams, both turning baskets early in the first quarter. Australia made three threes in the opening 8 minutes to take a 13-11 lead into the second quarter. And the second quarter was kind of more of the same. Australia holding a small lead for the majority of the way. Both teams had a couple of players in foul trouble, but neither going to their bench. In fact, there was just one substitution in the entire half combined for both teams. Really was kind of an interesting sight. I've never seen something like that before. But that's what both teams are doing here. Want to keep their best five in, if they can. So taking a look at the individual scoring leaders. First for the Seahawks, 10 points for Chase Honover, the 6'7 senior forward. He had 6 points in the opening quarter. Also 8 points for Jace Smith. And the remaining 2 points were from Aiden Page. Seahawks were 3-for-4 from the free throw line in the first half. As for Centralia, 7 points for Reese Tanking. 4 points apiece for Paxton Bowers, Duke Timmel, and Maverick Becker. And 3 points for Quentin Altifer. So foul trouble. Paxton Bowers has 2 for Centralia. And fortunately for them, that is the only player with multiple fouls, as Tanking, Timmel, and Becker all have 1. As for Bishop Seabury, 2 fouls apiece for Chase Honover and Aiden Page. As mentioned, they stayed in the entirety of that first half. And Zephyr O'Hara and Jace Hoffman, each with 1 foul. Let's take a look at what's happened so far here in this one here in our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. This is game 1 of 2 today, is the girls' game. We coming up next, the substate championship between Centralia and Burlingame. After Burlingame knocked off Donovan West, and Centralia took care of business against Troy. Let's step aside for a couple of minutes. We'll look at the scores going on around the area and give you some keys to the second half. This is your halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Centralia with a 22-20 lead against Bishop Seabury here on Sunny 101.3.
This February, F&M Bank is looking to share the love by bringing you exceptional service and financial opportunities. Need a loan? We've got you covered. Looking for smart saving options? F&M Bank has tailored solutions just for you. Plus, our friendly, locally known team is always ready to assist you with a smile. Whether it's personal banking, loans, or financial advice, F&M Bank is here to make your financial journey a breeze. Visit us today and experience a bank with a heart. Because at F&M Bank, it's not just about money. It's about you. F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jim has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jim's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back here in Highland, our score is Centralia leading Bishop Seabury 22-20. On our halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Now time to look at some scores going on around the area, starting off the games in the Twin Valley League. 1A D1 Boys Substate Championship in Rock Hills. Lifton Clyde leads Frankfurt 30-21. and the 2A girls Wabunsee sub-state championship. The Valley Heights currently knotted up at 23 with Wabunsee. In the Class 2A girls Jefferson County North sub-state final, Riverside leads Morehead Academy 31-18. Class 4A East sub-state championship in Atchison, the Phoenix are trailing Parsons 13-11. Those are your scoring updates brought to you by Holt House, Auto House, and Fairview. It's time to update your vehicle. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Hanover and Axel boys are also going on as we speak in 182 Substate Boys Championship and Blue Valley Randolph. Hoping to get a score from that one here at some point. Sabetha Topeka Hayden boys Substate Championship going on right now as well. Royal Valley, again, that's Sabetha and Topeka Hayden boys. And Beloit Nemaha Central also going on right now as well. So a lot of games going on right now in the area. Hoping to get more scores from those games here shortly. And I think one just popped up. Nope, is the score we already got. Oh, here we go. Nemaha Central and Beloit are tied 20-20 at the half. So how about the Thunder? Thunder trying to get to state after being one game short, falling to Marysville by a handful of points. After they knocked out Sabetha, the number one team in the state a year ago, they have a chance to knock off the one seed Beloit. If they can get that win, again, that's the Riley County boys sub-state Class 3A championship. Well, here we go. Keys to the second half for Centralia. Be selective inside. You can't just throw up any shot you can in the interior and hope it goes through, especially with Conover there in the middle. So be selective with your shot. Make sure they're good ones. East of the half here for the Panthers. Nice dish from Smith to Oniver. It's through a couple hands, but out to O'Hara. They maintain possession. Now an offensive foul called, and Vic Dillon took the charge. And if that's against Oniver, that's his third. And it is. So Oniver picks up his third foul right off the gate, and that is significant. And the 6'7 senior forward will stay in the game. Dax Bowers will bring it up. Centralia's first possession of the second half begins with Becker passing left side wing to Bowers. Entry to Timmel. To Aldifer. Pass fake right goes left. Bowers to the wing. Drives left side. Double team. Gets around the double team. Stops the block. Shut up. And no good. Oh, too strong off and three. Bumpling away is Timmel. His putback is good. And Duke Timmel fired up. He's got six. Got the charge, and then got the basket. 24-20. Handoff, Hoffman. Pull-up jumper, 15-footer off the handoff is good. Beautiful stroke by Jace Hoffman. And that is his first basket of the ballgame. Hoffman averages 16 points a game. Took him just this moment to get his first. Bowers tanking Aldifer. Left side wing catch, wraparound pass inside. Timmel, left side block over Honover, short. Rebound for the big fella. Outlet pass thrown away by Paxton Bowers. In the hands of tanking now. Right side wing. They're going to drive baseline. Pass it out to Becker. To Aldifer. Left side wing catch Bowers. Pass fake. Goes up. Goes high. Goes low. And now we'll lob it inside. Go to work. Timmel. Shot up. Good. Over Honover again. They got to keep going to it. After Honover picked up his third foul, he can't be very aggressive on defense. That allows Timmel to get some shots here. Back to a four-point lead. Here's a three off the dribble for Jay Smith. It's short. Loose picked up by Becker. He's looking to take it across half court. He'll hold on to it. And now he will slow it up. Bowers, left side wing. 2 minutes gone, third quarter, 26-22, Centralia. Left side in, Timmel again. Middle of the paint. Making his move. Shot swatted out of there by the big fella. Full court outlet pass to a freaking Page. His shot is up and no good. Tipping by O'Hara is no good. And that's picked up by Quinn Autifer. Centralia holds on. Terrific defense in transition for the Panthers. They get the ball right back. Becker on the right side wing. High post catch tanking. Fires a 15-footer. Didn't have his feet underneath him. And the shot's no good. And rebound for Honover. So Smith after no passes and a shot off the dribble. Last possession. Here's an extra pass by Page. That's deflected but in the hands of Honover. Mid-range jumper is no good, but he got hit on the back of the head from behind by Paxton Bowers, and that is his third foul. Tried to block it from behind. and that will send Hunter to the free throw line for the second time today. First free throw is good. He's now got 11. 2 for 3 from the charity stripe this evening. 63% on the year. This game just flying by here so far. The second free throw is no good. It'll be wiped off as there's a lane violation against the Seahawks. .516 to go third quarter, 26-23. Panthers' largest lead has been 4. Stop the key catch for tanking. Right side wing Becker. Hypo catch now for, this is Brett Heidemann in the ball game for the first time, and that is really his second substitution of the ball game. Altifer to Becker. Right side wing. Hypo catch Timmel. Pass to Heidemann backdoor. Cut shot is short. And loose picked up by Hoffman. He'll bring it up himself. Crossover dribble goes to his right. Our left. Here's a straightaway three for Honover. That's short. Into the hands of Timmel. Took that one away from Aiden Page. Becker to tanking. Top of the key catch for Altifer. Defended by Hoffman. High post catch Heidemann. To the short corner, left side Timmel. Kicks right side corner. Three for Altifer on the way. Too strong. Tipped in the air, loose, and rebounded all the way out near half court for Altifer. Gets his own miss. High post catch, Heidemann. We'll kick it out to Becker. It's Altifer, right side wing. Someone calling for it, can't get it to him. O'Hara denying the pass. Playing pretty loose on ball defense. And Bishop Seabury just begging for them to shoot it. Now they'll lob it up high for Timmel, right side block. Underneath the basket, he'll kick it out. Becker, right side wing, drive, kick. Right side wing, three on the way for Reese Tanking. That's short. Actually, it was off the front of the rim, excuse me. And rebound for Hoffman. 3:35 to go, third quarter. 26-23 Centralia, leading Bishop Seabury. Sub-state championship, 181, Donovan West. Kick, right side corner, three for O'Hara. That's short. Loose, picked up by Hoffman. Another chance for the Seahawks. Bounce pass, Honover. He'll go to work. The dribble, he'll kick it out. Page, he'll drive from the left side wing to the middle. Honover, one dribble, pull up a jumper, 15-footer, it's your smooth stroke for Chase Honover. He's got 13, leads all scores, it's 26-25. Driving Altifer, floater over Honover, is good, and Altifer with a nice two-point basket, his first two-point basket of the game, he has 5, it's 28-25. Honover trying to drive on Simmel. No pull-up. Shot is good with him right in his chest. Another tough shot for Chase Honover. He has 15 to surpass his on-season average of 14 points a game. Again, also averages 15.8 rebounds and 7.8 blocks. Yes, you heard me right. Altifer driving baseline. Underneath the basket, wraparound pass, Becker, floater in the middle of the paint. That's too high off the backboard. A long rebound for Restanking. This was deflected out to him. Lead down to one for the Panthers, hoping to re-extend it. Bounce pass, left side corner. Heidemann, into Timmel, goes to work. One dribble, turnaround jumper, no good, but he's fouled, and that's going to be the fourth foul against Chase Honover. That's with 2:12 to go in the third quarter. And now Bishop Seabury has no choice to make their first substitution of the ball game. First free throw is no good for Timmel, however. So this is Lucian Brockhoff in for the Seahawks. Second one for Duke Timmel is good. Goes 1 for 2 at the stripe. He's got 9. 2:08 to go, third quarter, 29-27, Centralia lead. Hoffman looking to drive, with double team, and now a whistle and a foul on the floor, blocking foul. Seahawks having to rely more on their guard play here with Honover on the sideline. That foul was picked up by Altifer of Centralia, his first, team second. Then Haver Campbell will substitute in for Centralia, he'll come in for Heidemann. rebound, left side wing. Hoffman tries a three off the dribble. That's short. Long rebound, left side corner. Picked up by Bowers, and he traveled. He was falling and kind of stuttered his feet as he tried to get an outlet pass up ahead to Quentin Aldifer. The inbound will be left side wing for Jay Smith. Goes to Hoffman, top the key, back underway. 1:55 to go third quarter. Whistle and a foul, a holding foul on the floor against Petrelia. That goes, I believe, against Becker. And that'll be his second. And Reese Tanking will check in for Ben Haverkamp. So back to the original starting five for the Panthers. Three fouls for Paxton Bowers. He's still in the game for Centralia. Inbound to Aiden Page. Left side corner. Drives. Pass the top to Keto O'Hara. Pass back door. It's thrown away by Duke Timmel. Trying to go for Rockoff. It was Bowers. Says he's using the screen by Timmel. That gives it up to Matt Becker. Opposed. Pass denied by Rockoff. That's a mismatch there down low. They now will try to take advantage. Timmel shot up. Good. They knew that they had to get it into him with the size mismatch. He's got 11. 31-27 Centralia. Real opportunity for Centralia to stretch out their lead. Quincy inside of Smith. He lost it. Picked it back up. And a jump ball is called. Possession arrow, Centralia. Haverkamp will come right back in. Come in for Paxton Bauer, who, as mentioned, has three personal fouls. The inbound will be on the right side near half court. Centralia has Haverkamp, Aldifer, Tanking, Timmel, and Becker in the game. 1:02 to go third quarter, 31-27 Centralia. Right side wing pass for Haverkamp. Drives and kicks. High post catch, Tanking turns, fire shot, swatted out of there by Jay Smith, and now a foul on the rebound against Duke Timmel. Now will be just his second. Smith once again bringing it up for the Seahawks. To Hoffman. Left side wing. Drives and kicks to Page. Page looking to penetrate as well. Out to O'Hara. Back out to Page. Left to the top of the key. Defended by Aldifer. Pass back to Smith. Crossover dribble with 30. Cincy inside. Good defense by Becker. Kick out to O'Hara for three. That's no good off the right side. Rebound to Ben Haverkamp. Brings up himself. And he'll hand it over to Matt Becker. 18 seconds left. Coach Evans wants this to be the last shot of the quarter. Becker holds onto it. He's now got 10 seconds. He's thinking. Top of the key. Left side wing catch. 8 seconds. He'll drive middle. Shot floater. That's going to be no good. But a foul on the shot with 4.4 seconds left. O'Hara thought he got him. Or got the shot. Or the ball, excuse me. But instead got his arm. And that'll be his second. So two free throws for Quentin Aldifer. First free throw is good. He's got six on the game now. Second one on the way. That one is good as well. One more chance for Bishop Seabury. Inbound. This is half court. 2 seconds left. Here's a big heave. That's no good off the backboard. That's how the third quarter comes to a close. Strong finish to the end of the quarter. 33-27 our score. We go to the fourth quarter. Coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I am Mary Kinch, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new Home Health Director and Jolene Bartles as our new Radiology Supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as Foundation Director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
33-27 our score. Centralia leading Bishop Seabury. Sub-state championship game. Last 181 at Donovan West sub-state tournament. Seahawks will get the ball to the inbound. We're back underway. Chase Honiver back in the ball game with four fouls. He picked up his fourth foul with 2:12 to go in the third quarter. Centralia's done an excellent job. As here's a three-pointer that's no good by Hoffman, rebound by Tinking. Done a good job of attacking him as he picked up his third foul early in the third quarter. Duke Timmel went one-on-one with Honiver a bunch, and as a result, he picked up 7 points in the third quarter and eventually got him to pick up his fourth foul. All defer to Bowers, top of the key. Signals for Becker to come to the basketball. I don't think he saw it. Wanting somebody to come. Now he gets Timmel to come to the basketball. The tanking. Pass fake to Altifer to Becker. Thought about the three and now a drive. After the head fake. Jab step. Altifer. Wraparound pass is off the foot of Page and he'll stay with Panthers. 56 seconds in to this fourth quarter. If you're Centralia, definitely got to keep thinking about attacking Honiver consistently here in this final frame. Trying to get him to foul out, or you know, since he's going to be playing defense more conservatively. Reverse play up, back to Bowers. What a shot off the drive on the baseline. And Bowers, he's got six. He's had some issues with foul trouble as well. And Honiver thought about the three, holds onto it though. Page, top of the key. Crossover dribble against Bowers. Kick out left side. Right back to Page, underneath the basket. His reverse layup is good. And Aiden Page, he now has four. Bowers to Becker. Inside the paint, he goes at it on the right side and lays it in. He started to dribble back towards the perimeter, but then went back towards the basket. And Bishop Seabury was not expecting that. Largest lead of the game, 37-29. Now Honiver spots up for three. That's no good after the hesitation. And that'll be a foul against O'Hara on the rebound going Centralia's way. That's his third. Full court press brought on by Bishop Seabury, but it's more of a, no, it is a zone. Here's an outlet to Becker, cross half court. They got numbers momentarily. Timmel one-on-one with Honiver, shot high up and laughing in. He's got to keep attacking him. 39-29. Three, no good. Jay Smith, rebound for Paxton Bowers. Up ahead, Altifer had his pass deflected back to him. He'll hand it back out. Here the whistle, that one goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Panthers. Deflected pass, and now the first time we see Bo Peterson this evening coming in for Zephyr O'Hara. 5:33 to go, 39-29. As tanking almost swiped by Page. He gets past him. A little floater just outside the lane. No good. Rebound picked up by Peterson. Peterson will pass it back to Smith. The timeout's going to be called by Coach Johnson of Bishop Seabury. We'll take it as well. Back in 30 seconds, 39-29 Centralia here on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Here it's Bubby back with you. Ray Penning back in the booth. High school basketball here on Sunny 101.3. 39-29, Centralia leading Bishop Seabury. 5:05 to go in the ball game. Centralia with a win gets back to state for a second consecutive season. Here's a layup and in off the drive by Chase Honover of Bishop Seabury, his first basket of this fourth quarter. He's got 17. 39-31. Oliver, the passing defender. Nice pass fake, and he lays it up and in. Quentin Oliver with a scoop shot off the glass. He's got 9. 41-31. Nice response by the freshman. Here's a 3 off the dribble for Paige. That is good. No, shots are falling in from left and right. Paige has 8. Actually, make that 7. 5 of which coming here in the fourth quarter. Now a steal for Paige in the corner, and a foul against Australia. .26 to go. And they're going to inbound it over on the sideline here. So Centralia has Becker, Tanking, Bowers, Timmel, and Altifer in. They're starting 5. Here's the inbound. Honover hands it off to Smith. Goes left, hands it back. Hoffman to Honover. 16 feet away, has it swiped away by Bowers, into the hands of Timmel in Honover. It's going to be a jump ball, and it'll go to Centralia. Panthers get a stop after turning it over. Much needed one at that. No chance for the Seahawks to get a steal here in this threat. Oliver hands it off to Bowers. There's crossover dribbles to get past Page. Out to Timmel. Let's drive baseline. Retreats to the corner. Pass Tanking now to Bowers. Getting bumped to Kingdom Come, and now he blows by him and he lays it up and in with his left hand. Bowers says, forget the foul call, I'll go and lay it in myself. 8 points for Bowers, 43-34. Sister to do the opposite, and he is no good, and Timmel is fouled on the arm going the other way. Smith, I think, tried to work too quickly. Couldn't get the shot to fall, and that foul will go against Aiden Page, his third. Timeout, Nick Evans for Centralia. Let's step aside for 60 seconds here on Sunny 101.3.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate that big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
43-34, Centralia. They get the inbound here with 3:38 to go. Cross half court to Tanking, left side corner. Drives past Honover. Stops at the block. Shot up, no good. And Jay Smith with the rebound. Foul against Centralia on the rebound. Coach Evans is not happy with his team for a pretty petty foul on that play. It's picked up by Duke Timmel, his third. Him and Bowers with 3 each. Shea Conover still with four for Bishop Seabury. Picked that fourth foul up with 2:12 to go in the third quarter. And off to Aiden Page, who's been big for Bishop Seabury in this quarter. Falling away, no good. Rebound, Timmel. Sowers across half court. And what's going? A blocking foul called. Or no, they're going to say it's an offensive foul on the screen by Duke Timmel. So that's his fourth. That's pretty significant. 3:05 to go. Both big fellas with four fouls each. Timmel and Honover. They will continue to guard each other here. Screen for Smith. Kick it up corner for Peterson. That one's no good. For Bo Peterson off the bench. Rebound Paxton Bauer. And he gets fouled as he tries to dribble out of a triple team. And that will be team foul number three. With 2:51 to go in the fourth quarter. That foul goes to Jace Smith. It's first. Brett Heidemann checks in for the first time in the fourth quarter. They'll come in for Timmel to give him a break. So keep an eye on that matchup of Honover versus Heidemann. Inbound to Bowers. Gets across half court. Nice crossover dribble. Pass up ahead to Tanking. Right side block. Kicks it out. Becker right side corner. Altifer left alone. Thought about driving, but instead holds on to it. Now try to drive it. Gets past Page. Crowd wanting a reach-in call. Not going to get it. Bowers now a blocking foul against Page. He once again tries to reach in. He's just a little too handsy. That is his fourth foul. Page and Honover with four. Zephyr O'Hara with three. And now Centralia will be in the double bonus for the rest of the way. It's 3:27 remaining. 43-34 Centralia. Becker crossovers to his right, defended by Peterson. Bowers inside the half-court mid-circle. The half-circle, excuse me. Bowers working on Page. Goes right. Jump stops. Another reach in, that should be it for Aiden Page. Continuing to reach in, despite having four fouls, just not smart basketball there by Aiden Page. Oh no, they're going to get Jay Smith, so that's a relief for the Seahawks. I think Page also thought it was on him. That's a break for Trey Johnson's crew. That's just the second foul against Smith, but that will send Bowers to the free throw line. First one is good. Bowers with 5 points this quarter. He's 2-for-3 from the free throw line with 9 on the ball game. Centralia led by Duke Timmel with 13 points, picked up 7 in the third quarter. Second free throw, no good. Rebound Honover. And here come the Seahawks. 3 off the dribble for Smith. No passes, no good. Tipped up in the air. Rebound by Honover. Lays it up and in. Using that length to his advantage, he has 19. It's 44-36. Bowers across half court, pass to Altifer, right side, looking to drive on Hoffman. To the short corner, goes to the middle, jump stop, gets the man in the air, nice dish to Timmel. His shot is good. Beautiful dish by Altifer to Timmel. And a timeout called by Coach Evan. 46-36, 1:41 to go. We'll take a break for 30 seconds here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
Village Designs of Auburn, a boutique offering a variety of styles and prices for a pleasant, fun, and stress-free shopping experience. Right now, all winter clearance items are marked down 75% off. Shop ladies' apparel and children through adult size clothing. Plus, new spring shipments continue to arrive every day. Village Designs, open Monday through Friday, 10 to 5:30, Saturdays, 10 to 4:30. Village Designs, downtown Auburn, where you'll always get top-notch customer service with a smile.
Sunny, 101.3.
46-36, Centralia leads Bishop Seabury, 1:41 to go in the ball game. Class 181, Donovan West Boys, sub-state championship. Panthers hoping to get back to the state tournament in back-to-back seasons. Last year took a game-winning buzzer beater against Berlin game. This year, hoping to not have the dramatic. Double-digit lead. Here's a drive. Page aggressively takes it to the glass and lays it up and in. Nice take for Page. He has 7 points in the quarter, 9 on the game. Odafer across that court from the middle. Bounce back. Simmel right side, and he traveled. Now all of a sudden, a two-point basket gets the Seahawks back within two possessions. 1:20 to go. Page, he'll try a three. Left side wing, that is good! Oh, what a shot by Aiden Page! He's got 10 on the quarter, and it's a five-point game with 1:13 to go. Don't go anywhere, folks. This one is getting good. The timeout called by Coach Johnson. And we'll step aside for another 30 seconds here on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Five unanswered points for Aiden Page of Bishop Seabury, and all of a sudden, the Seahawks are within five of Centralia. 46-41, 1:13 to go, Panther basketball against the Seahawks press. Bowers on the inbound, pass to half court to Becker, gets it across. Up ahead, right side short corner, the tanking will bring it back to the perimeter. Pass it back to Bowers. Bowers gets away from a couple defenders. He'll drive into the lane. Shot up good. All the way to the basket. They never stopped him. They're just trying to reach in and get a steal. He's got 11. 9 here. Actually, 7 here in the fourth quarter. 48-41. Page responds with a shot that's no good. Rebound Timmel. Outlet to Bowers. Bowers trying to avoid pressure. He loses it. Picked up by Page. Pass to Hoffman. And he's fouled hard by Aldifer. 40.9 seconds left. Trying to get back within two possessions. Chase Hoffman has had a rough ball game here tonight. He averages 16 points a game, and he has 2 for the contest. First free throw is good. That was his first free throw attempt of the ball game. So it is back to a two-possession lead for Australia with 40.9 seconds left. Second one for Hoffman. That's good. He's got 4. It's 48-43. Baseball full-court pass is tipped, loose, stolen away. Here comes Peterson and a whistle and a timeout called. With 37.4 seconds left. Peterson shot it from almost half court. Not quite sure why he did that. Maybe he was after the whistle, but either way, kind of bizarre. But a timeout is called by Coach Johnson. It'll be just a 30-second timeout, so we'll go ahead and keep it here. A reminder, our Be Outdoors post-game show, or Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show, is coming up next. And then following that, we'll send it back to the studio for a handful of minutes and come back with the girls' sub-state championship. That'll be between Australia and Burlingame. Good-sized Centralia crowd showing up here in Highland. They're on their feet on the right side, and a few are on their feet on the left side as well. So 48-43, Centralia with a lead of 5. 37-34. Excuse me, let's try that again. 37.4 seconds left. 48-43 is the score. And the Seahawks with the ball after getting a steal on their press. Smith brings it up left side. A screen to get Hoffman open. He'll try a three. Got it! It is a two-point game. Inbound to Odafer, and almost a steal, but a foul is called on Aiden Page. And that is it for him. He is done with 22.2 seconds left. And man, I don't know about that foul call either myself. The free throw is coming up for Quentin Aldifer, and big ones at that, trying to get that 2-2 possession lead. And what an incredible fourth quarter for Aiden Page. 10 points in the quarter, 12 for his ball game, including a couple of big-time threes. First free throw, good. Got the first one. He's made 3 free throws, and now it's 10 points on the ball game. second one. Good. Got them both. 4-point lead. He is 4-for-4 from the free throw line, 50-46. 22.2 seconds left. Another timeout. This will be a full timeout. Let's step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic are pleased to announce their newest medical staff member, Celeste Jones, PAC. Celeste is no stranger to our community and brings a wealth of knowledge to Family Medicine Clinic with over 21 years of healthcare experience. Celeste will start seeing patients February 26th. To make an appointment, call Family Medicine Clinic at 402-245-4475. Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic in Falls City online at cmcfc.org.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, we just missed a three from Jace Smith. Apologies for that. The officials said 60 seconds, but then they changed it to 30-second break. So, again, my apologies. So it's now 50-49. Jace Smith making a three for the Seahawks to cut it back to a one-point deficit for Bishop Seabury. And, boy, this has been quite the resurgence towards the back half of this fourth quarter. They have made four threes in this final period. Chase Honover, he had a solid start to the fourth quarter, but has been the guard that's taken over this fourth quarter. Aiden Page, he has 10 points, or he does, and did, I guess did, past tense because he sought out, have 10 points in this quarter. Chase Hoffman, he has 5 points in the quarter after having 2 points all game. And Centralia just trying to hang on for dear life after the lead got up to double digits early in the fourth quarter. But is now down to just one with 12.1 seconds left. If Centralia were to lose this, it would be a catastrophic collapse. Inbound to Altifer, corner. And whistle and a holding foul against Bishop Seabury. It looked to me it could have been an offensive foul against Altifer. He lowered his shoulder and got it into the chest of one of the Seahawks defenders. And that's what head coach Trey Johnson is trying to tell the official. That one goes against Bo Peterson, his first. 10.1 seconds left. Free throw is coming up here for Altifer, the freshman. First free throw is good. 5 free throw makes for Altifer. He's got 12 now. So either way, the Seahawks will have a one possession deficit. Make or miss here. Second one, no good. Rebound Smith, only down by 2, 10 seconds left and a whistle. And is that a foul? Or timeout? Looks like it was a timeout. And it will be a 60-second timeout, but we will only step aside for 30 seconds. Back here in 30 seconds, here on Sunny 101.3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
51-49, Centralia leading Bishop Seabury with 8.1 seconds left, but the Seahawks have the basketball. They have a chance to tie it or win it here with this possession. It's been the Bishop Seabury guards that have brought the Seahawks back to life after they got behind by as many as 11 early in the fourth quarter. Honover is the inbounder. Centralia bringing full court man-to-man pressure. Inbound to Smith, defended by Becker. Trying to get away from him. 6 seconds left. Here he comes at half court. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. Step back. And his shot is on the way. And it is gone. It's a buzzer. Oh, my goodness. And Bishop Seabury
is heading to state. Heartbreak City for Centralia. A three-point basket is good at the buzzer. Oh, my goodness. Jace Smith brought it all the way across half court. And with just a tenth of a second left, he got it off as his left foot was stepping over the three-point line, but his right was behind it. A one-footed three-point shot to send Bishop Seabury to state and send Centralia home. So last year, Centralia gets a buzzer beater to go to state, and this year they have a buzzer beater to lose the spot to go to state. So once again, your final score, Bishop Seabury 52, Centralia 51. And we're going to step aside for a couple minutes. We'll have our Be Outdoors post-game show coming out next here on Sunny 101.3.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular. So you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Hi. This is Jacqueline Kreifels, registered dietitian at the Nemaha County Hospital. It's time again to celebrate because March is National Nutrition Month. This month, we are reminded about the importance of making informed food choices and creating healthy eating and physical activity habits. Join us at the Nemaha County Hospital as we strive to create a healthier lifestyle together. From choosing nutrient-rich foods to staying active, every step we take brings us closer to a healthier tomorrow.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Final score, Bishop Seabury 52, Centralia 51. And what a finish it was, a game-winning buzzer beater for Jay Smith, a part of a 25-point fourth quarter for the Seahawks. And in that quarter, they made five threes, including the game winner from Jay Smith. And now we look to our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for commercial, residential, and agricultural real estate online at beoutdoors.com. Looking at point totals for this one, first for Centralia, 15 points for Duke Timmel, including seven in the third quarter. Didn't get enough looks, though, in the fourth quarter, if you ask me. Chase Honover had four fouls, and they did not attack him enough. 12 points for Quentin Aldifer. He made some big free throws late. It was 5 for 6 from the charity stripe. Paxton Bauer, he finished with 11, including 7 in the fourth quarter, and 7 for Reese Tanking, 6 for Maverick Becker. For Bishop Seabury, 19 points for Chase Honover. He was a big reason why they won this game, but our player of the game has to be Jay Smith, knocking down the game winner. 6 points in the fourth quarter, including the game winner, as mentioned. And he is your player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. So Heartbreak City for Centralia, unfortunately, as I mentioned again, last year they got to state because of a buzzer beater against Burlingame in Onega. This year it's a buzzer beater for Bishop Seabury against Centralia here in Highland to kick them out of the state tournament. In Centralia, they held on to the lead for the entirety of the final three quarters up until that game-winning buzzer beater. So just a Heartbreak City, as they had an 11-point lead in the fourth quarter, and it goes down the drain, unfortunately. But the Centralia girls still have a chance to save the night and get to state, as that tip-off will be in about 20 minutes. So we're going to send it back to the studio for about 10 of those minutes, maybe a little bit more, and we'll come back with our state championship or sub-state championship for the girls in a bit. This has been a broadcast of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Centralia Falls 52-51 here on Sunny 101.3.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the fields for over 7 years.